The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we thank all of you for being here. Let's get back to the calls. And the person calling himself the new guy is up next.
Happy Wednesday, Professor Paul Feinbaum.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yesterday, so you had me rolling yesterday talking about muting and fast-forwarding callers. You know that man, I man guy is pretty funny sometimes.
He is. He's very funny.
Well, you're getting a lot of free advice today, this week, actually. So I just want to comment on two things, if you bear with me.
Of course.
I know that you probably put last Thursday's calls out of your memory, but it looks like the old call taker got a few ants in his pants. So I'd like to offer some advice for some of the calls, how to handle some of the calls. I know you won't take it because you're much too nice. You're much too nice of a guy. But just adding a little humor to the day. So here's my top five. According to a great cultural icon, the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. So I got some big pills for you. On some of those calls that you want to deal with, at number five, just simply say, At number four, if you're feeling a little bit more antsy, what? Number three, duh. You follow me? Number
so
four.
Far, I'm with you.
Okay. Number four, what? I already did that one. Sorry. Number four, you've been drinking some Jack, haven't you? And finally, number five, you ready for the big pill?
Let's do it.
Who is this really? So I hope this brings a little levity to you.
That brought a lot of levity. Frankly, that's the only levity we've had so far. Hey,
well,
thank
with
you.
All due respect, thank you and roll state.
You got it. Great to hear from you. Let's go from one comedian to another. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul is good, sounding always. Thanks for taking my call. Look at him. I know the spring's over, and I've been picking a lot of those Clemson folks. I just want to tell you about old Clemson Tom. A few years back, he come in the store, and he wanted me to check on. Because in my younger days, I don't know whether you knew this, and I used to train horses. And I was good with animals. So he asked me to come up to his farm and see how I could check on his horses. He's having problems with them. Found out later he bought the wrong size bits for him, and that's what was aggravating the horses. And he asked me to check on the chickens. I went there and looked at the chickens. They weren't laying no eggs. Next day, eggs, morning account. I just put on little Frank Sinatra. And then I said, well, you got
Rangers
new animals
in the
out
night.
Here. He said, well, I got some sheep. I said, well, you want me to check on them? He said, nah, them's lying. Them are liars. Don't go mess with them liars.
Wow.
God bless y'all.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
I feel like the comedy club on Monday night, open mic night. Who's next? How about Dale in Colorado? Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're all good, Dale.
Hey, yeah, I just want to shout out at the coolest caller you have on this show, I-Man. I think you know, Paul, have you ever heard that song by the Bellamy Brothers, Paul, Old Hippie?
Oh, sure.
That's I-Man.
That's I-Man, huh?
That is I-Man. Yeah, and I-Man, bro, if you do ever get back to Colorado, like you were talking yesterday, you do have to go to Red Rocks, see a concert. Of course, stop by a dispensary on the way there to get in the mood. Go Dawgs. And thank you, Paul.
And it's legal, too. Thank you for the call. Dwayne is up next, North Carolina. Hello, Dwayne.
Buenas tardes, Senor Feinbaum. I'm
VBN.
Calling today. We have some serious chicanery happening right now involving the Alabama baseball program. I'm not sure if you're following
this.
Yeah,
I saw this headline today, and I don't know what it's about, though. So can you explain?
Of course, Mr. Feinbaum. So essentially what's going on here is someone at a legal sports book in Cincinnati, Ohio, placed, we'll just say, a dubiously large bet on Alabama baseball. It was flagged, and they lost to LSU.
Okay.
So since then, obviously the Alabama program is not saying anything, nor am I here to malign at any sort of D1 program here. But Since then, sportsbooks in New Jersey and Ohio have removed betting on Alabama baseball from their, you know, list of bets. So what I'm asking about, Paul, is sports has really been baptized in fire with college sports regarding NIL and gambling. And over the last couple of years, it has exploded. And we know the NCAA is not exactly congruous with integrity and honesty, but we have schools like Boulder and TCU who are signing real million-dollar deals with sportsbooks. And how do we protect honesty in college sports? I mean, these are college kids. I am currently a college student. I'm well qualified to say that I am pretty stupid. Most people I know are pretty stupid, and they would absolutely be able to fix something if the money was given their way. I mean, these guys make money from NIL, but if you're a pitcher on Alabama and someone offers you some money to throw it in the dirt or point shave if you're a basketball player, you're probably going to take it, maybe.
Yeah, I think you've raised an important issue, Dwayne. First of all, I didn't even know, shame on me, that you could bet on college baseball. So,
Paul, you can bet on anything.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that, but the idea of betting on college baseball to me is just foreign, even though I realize it's a huge sport. And is it the same way you would bet on Major League Baseball, the same standards?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So what basically I don't understand here is that while we were listening to James's riveting talk about his book, I found some stats. And what was known from the National Council of Problem Gambling, 67% of college students bet on sports. However, to put that into perspective, 49.3% reported drinking alcohol. So what we're seeing here is this is exploding amongst Gen Z. And what the NCAA has to do is, if you remember in the NFL, Calvin Ridley got suspended a whole year. They really made an example of him. What are we going to have to do to protect the integrity of college sports so people aren't fixing? I mean, there was a point-shaving scandal in Arizona a few years ago. We remember that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of
– well,
but that was back when
Dwayne,
gambling
I mean, they're
was
getting, they're getting the
characters.
Education. Every college team gets the lecture, but how many young people are going to listen to that? I know I probably wouldn't if I was sitting there going, okay, yeah, I know all this already. But I want you to help us because you're on the inside, meaning you're a college student. You understand what's going on. I don't. I'm on college campuses all the time, but it's not like I really know what young people are doing every day. And of course, their parents don't know either. So, I mean, how much betting is going on?
Well, see, in this great state of North Carolina, it is not legal. So you're going to have people going through websites run through like.
So do me this. So you're at a college in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And because we a lot of older people don't think like a young person would think. They think conventional terms. So for you to place a bet on anything tonight, whether it's the NBA or anything else, what do you need to do?
You need to get onto a website that would have a same username and login and all that stuff, and you would place it. It's typically routed out of somewhere like Costa Rica or somewhere offshore. You have
Are we talking about the big brands that we see all the time on TV?
No. These are way sketchier than that. So, and you would have a bunch of random characters as your username, and then there would be someone who would pay you out at the end of the week, probably over an app like Venmo or something like that. That's how you do it illegally here, and it is exploded in popularity. So what I'm wondering is what is going to stop college athletes from being able to do this offshore betting, even in a state that's legal? You know, the libertarian in me wants to say that banning it completely from college athletes is just going to make people sneakier about it.
Right.
And so I don't know how we can protect the integrity of the game without invading the lives of these athletes as well.
So among your peer group, what percentage would you say bet on sports?
Probably 95%.
Okay. And by the way, when I was in college 1,000 years ago, people were betting then too. It just was so difficult. It was hard to bet.
Yes, sir.
I mean, now it's easy to bet. You know, if you lived in a state where it's legal, then it's a totally – can you then how would that differentiate? I mean, other than going to the casino, going to a betting place.
Well, you can do it on your phone now. It's legal. And so you, as soon as I were to cross the border into Virginia, I can go on
an
app.
So that's when you can go on your own. And by the way, you're talking to somebody who doesn't bet, so that's why I sound like I just fell off a truck.
It's all right, Paul. I know you and your. I know you got some money on the dogs this year. It's all right.
Well, I do it through third parties, so I never see. I'm never. No video is ever going to capture me betting on Georgia.
Well, Paul, it's been an honor talking to you. And one more thing: if anybody who does bet is listening to this show, I want to tell y'all right now, Drake May is currently 1,200 plus 1,200 to win the Heisman this year. And he's leaving with some hardware, baby.
How did I know this was going to be a Drake Mays for Heisman call? I could just sense Chapel Hill all over that call. We'll take a break. We need to calm down after that. That was interesting. More to come right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and Peacock is up next. Hello, Peacock.
Hey, Paul. What's going on? It's Peacock from Mobile. Love your show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question about Alabama. People think, which I'm an Alabama boy, people think Nick Saban's slipping. Do you think, or my biggest question is, how do we not have a quarterback? Like, how do we not have somebody to back up Bryce Young, who is a definite quarterback? And Milrow is not. Love the dude, but he's not our quarterback. But how did we screw up?
Well, Peacock, I think there are a couple of answers. It starts with the recruitment of Arch Manning. He was the guy that Saban wanted, and it came down to Georgia, Alabama, Texas. Okay, move that one off the board. And then it got into the portal. There were some people in Tuscaloosa, I say some, not all, that thought Alabama could talk Drake May into leaving North Carolina for the final year to come to Alabama. You may remember, he committed there initially and then decided to stay home. His brother played basketball for UNC. His father, I think, played there. So that, but they still thought they had a shot, and there was a lot of conversation about what it would be worth NIL-wise. May decided to stay. Then there was some conversation about Sam Hartman. Guess where he went? Notre Dame, which led to Tyler Buchner. I think the real mistake was they, after missing on a couple, they didn't grab anybody in the previous portal. That's when you could grab people off of SEC rosters. So they were fairly desperate in this portal. They realized Milroe and Simpson were not ready, and they grabbed Buckner. I think it was a good move because they really didn't have any other options, and there's some downside if he's a bust, but he very well could be your starter for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the starter easily. But anyway, Paul, love your show.
Thank you.
Are you planning to come to Mobile anytime soon?
I hope so. It's been a while. I'm certainly looking forward to giving it a shot. Hey, thanks for the call. And we talk about it. So, you know, I think there's another that I'm trying to remember whether Leary was a possibility, too. He went from NC State to Kentucky. He's a really good quarterback. I remember talking to the NC State coach about a year ago, and they were really high on him. And he got hurt last year and did not have a very good year. It wasn't a matter of having a good year. He got hurt. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And, hey, another good show today, Paul. I like the guests. Oh, man, some people don't like when you get to be guests on instead of the – but, Paul, they bring a lot to the table. They bring a lot of perspective because they look at these programs. You know, they stay close to them. And, you know, and it's a good perspective. Fans, I mean, we just hear what we see, what they report. I mean, that's how we get our stories. It ain't like we're in there with these teams and all this.
Well, Joe, we try to get a representative of people all over the league, and I mean, no show takes more calls than we do. It's not like we don't take calls. We just we try to sprinkle in some people that have some innate knowledge around that.
Right. Absolutely right, Paul. And I'm like you, Paul. I did not know you could bet on college baseball. I mean, that's a new one on me. I didn't know about it. I guess you can bet on college tennis. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, football's, you know, I see how the football's easy. But baseball, I don't even know how you'd start to bet on that, Paul. I mean, you might as well just flip quarters up against the wall. I mean, that's the kind of betting we do around Red Bay.
Well, if you were in a state where it was legal, then you could do it on your app with DraftKings and FanDuel. But Alabama is not a betting state, as you well know. And
no, it's not.
But yeah, I was not aware there was that much going on. I mean, you can find anything you want, but I would have a hard time based on what our caller said, you know, giving out credit card information to someone somewhere that I don't even know who they are.
Right. And you're right. You can't bet in Alabama. You can't even get a lottery ticket in Alabama. You have to go to either Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida. I mean, all around us, they've got it, Paul, but Alabama don't. And I don't get it. You know,
there's some very specific reasons why Alabama and many other states don't have it. But you're not far from Mississippi, though.
Hey, and I don't like that. Oh, no, I'm not, Paul. I can walk to Mississippi in 5 minutes from where I live. So I'm not far from there at all. But SAC, what kind of slur was he making about make him a sandwich, Paul?
It was a misogynist slur. I mean, again, we don't tolerate any slurs here, but
No. Well, my only bet, and I'll bet AC is an idiot, Paul. You can give that idiot two pieces of bread.
You, Handsome Joe, I'm afraid that bet will not be accepted. Here's why. There's not a bookie in America that would take it because it's an absolute fact.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
That's
you can't bet when everybody's on the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're right, Paul. And one more thing I'd like to say, Paul. You remember last year how most people was picking Alabama to win it all.
I was.
And see how that season ended up. Now, Georgia, now, that's not like last year because Georgia does have a little bit easier path because of their schedule this year. But they don't need to be just overconfident because you don't really know –
How can you say that, Joe? One of their opponents, I think they just had a vote, a meeting last night, and one of their teams on the schedule, non-conference, just got reclassified as a 6A high school as opposed to a 5A.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you know, Georgia. Hey, if they want to beat their chest for beating these nobodies, that's fine, Paul. And they keep putting us down. They didn't even get to play us last year. And the last time they played us, we played them like twice in a month span, and we split then. It ain't like they're that much
Joe, if I could interrupt, it wasn't like they turned down a chance to play Alabama last year.
Alabama,
you got that wrong. Alabama didn't get a chance to play Georgia because Alabama didn't win the game they had to win to go to Atlanta.
Didn't handle business. We didn't handle business.
Now, Joe, do you think if Alabama had gone to Georgia, or had gone to Atlanta, you think they would have beaten Georgia?
Well, sure. Well, I think if they would have a shot at beating them anyway, because that's you know, because Georgia's kind of like a thorn in their side right now, just because of the way their fans are, and that motivates you right there. And that's the reason Auburn plays out so good, because it's that hate, you know, that they. And when they get a home game with us,
so you think Georgia just gets a little bit more excited to play Alabama than everybody else?
Well, I can't. I hope we get to play Georgia this year. I do, because I tell you what, we don't know their quarterback's going to be that great. I mean, he got to get the fire himself. So, I mean, there's a lot of teams with a quarterback battle. We do this every year, and all Nick Saban did is brought this
Joe, what are you predicting for Alabama this year?
Undefeated.
Okay.
I ain't going to say we're going to blow everybody out.
ESPN has them number 6 in the country preseason.
Well, they're not always right, Paul. They're not always right. I mean, they had us, what, 1 last year?
Yeah, they sure did. They believed Alabama had the best team in about 20 years.
So 6 this year, I mean, we'll be 1. I mean, well, you overrank us.
Here it is. Joe. This is according to ESPN Power Ratings. It's Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, USC, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU.
Man, that's pitiful, Paul. That is a pitiful. That's just pitiful. I mean, I don't know where they're getting this. Florida State, Ohio State. I mean, where are these cats from? I mean, they need to, you know, Ohio State. Every time they come down here, they get beat, Paul. They're good up there in the weak north, but down here, I mean, they're nobody. They're like third class. I mean, they're not nothing. In Florida State, I mean, they can't win their conference, Paul. They ain't even going to come close to winning their conference. So, I mean, I don't see how they pick this, because, you know, I don't know. But that's just predictions, though. You know, everybody's got their predictions. And, you know, and I think the ESPN is computer ranking, if I'm not mistaken, right? It's computer.
I have no idea how they get it.
Well, Alabama's going to win it all, Paul. I'm right half the time. So Alabama's going to win it all.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. You be well. We'll talk to you soon. Dustin is up next. Hello, Dustin.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. That was good, by the way. That's your best. You didn't quite have that high-pitched laugh, but that was pretty good.
All right, good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. I think all these broads need to go make me a sandwich.
That's good.
All right. Anyway,
by the way, Dustin, quick bit of advice. Yeah. Trying to make a living doing AC imitations on the comedy club circuit will cause deep problems for your family.
Duly noted. At the risk of starting a war here, I have a question I'm very sincere about. I've wondered this for a long time, and it kind of dawned on me the last couple of days with all the conversation going on. You'd be the perfect guy to ask about this. For all of Nick Saban's success in college, and given that he came from that fabled, you know, Belichick coaching tree and was with him in Cleveland, and he had success prior at LSU, what kept Saban from having success in the pros? Like, why did he get out of there so quickly?
It came down to one moment in time, according to Nick Saban, and he's told me this. He says that he wanted to draft Drew Brees, and the medical staff vetoed it, and he ended up with Dante Culpepper. And that one move proved to be a disaster. And in the NFL, he had a fairly decent first season. The second season was 7-9, and he realized there's so much in the NFL outside of your control, and I think he's correct.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I've always wondered, you know, for me it was no great mystery why Bobby Petrino didn't make it in the NFL, and Bobby Petrino's a bum anyway. But I always wondered, you know, if Saban's the greatest of all time, and he is, what had kept him from having success at that next level? But that makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, by the way, in no way is that an excuse for Nick Saban. I think in the right circumstance he would have been a phenomenal NFL coach, but he just got, you make a bad move, and it's over. There are a lot of great coaches who have made bad decisions in the NFL, and sometimes it's not their decision. There's too many other – very few coaches have the last word on a first-round pick or a trade or anything like that. We'll take a break. We have 30 minutes remaining. We hope you'll stick around.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Rally cap Sunday, catch up on the weekend in baseball, and a look ahead at the softball tournament. Tim is up next. Hello, Tim. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for accepting my call today. How are you from Mobile, Alabama?
We are doing great. Thank you very much.
Good. Good to hear. Listen, Paul, I've just been listening to your show here recently and all the talk about the quarterback at Alabama. And it made me think about the past championships that we've had with, going way back to Jay Barker and Greg McElroy there, and even A.J. McCarron, not, you know, top-notch quarterbacks per se. And we won the championship that way. And here Georgia has won with what a lot of people, even Alabama fans, have said isn't the best quarterback around. They've won two championships. Why are we putting so much emphasis on the need for a Bryce Young? You know, Bryce never won the championship. Jalen Hurts didn't win it by himself. Tua didn't win it by himself. I know they won together, but why so much emphasis this year in particular when we have a stable of running backs, hopefully a refined defense with a new coordinator and a lot of, you know, grade A picks, if you will.
Well, I think the commonality in 92 and 09 and some of the other ones, the defense was elite. And I think if Alabama ends up with an elite defense, then I think it makes the quarterback a little bit less important, because you're right. Let me add Jake Coker to that lineup in 2015. By
yes.
No means a great quarterback.
Thank you. Yes, I forgot about him particularly. But, yes, absolutely. And that's what I think my hopes are lying on for the Alabama team to have a good, successful year this year, is that we were in both the games that we lost. We had our defense, you know, been able to hold those last drives, you know. So even the championship we lost against, was it Clemson? Had we won
right
there with Jalen, you know. So sometimes it's just a play away. So I still have hope for the Tide. I appreciate your show and enjoy
you,
it
Tim.
A lot. Thank you, Paul.
Excellent point, by the way. Brooks is up next. Hey, Brooks, you are on the air. Go right
ahead.
Hey,
how you doing, Mr. Paul? I'm over here, Jay. I called earlier. Y'all had my name wrong. My name was Bruce, but my last name is Brooks. But anyway, but that guy was right, though. Not too long ago when you just had him aired, he was right. Because you think about it, how Nick Saban running his program, look at that A game. Because although interceptions in that A game, they threw a lot of interceptions. Because that defense is going to be a little bit more better. And it was teaching those guys, like, you got to know what you're doing. Because in that A game, he said, we got to work on it better. So I'm thinking if Jalen Melrose control himself, it would be real great. Because you bringing in a new offensive coordinator and a new quarterback from Notre Dame. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a whole new program. And then you got to win that locker room. How you going to win a locker room when you're bringing in somebody new and somebody really don't trust if you're going to even throw the ball or run the ball? So I'm really thinking Nick Saban going to end up going back into that power game again.
I think Brooks, that's what he wants. You're right. And I think that's ultimately the challenge for the new quarterback, Buckner. You know, can he win the job?
Well,
can he win the players that are already there?
Play it out when Jalen Melrose can take off, like,
right,
take off from 0 to 30. So if you know you got a power quarterback,
right,
and you got power runners, especially the new guy, the new guy that got it running back right now. So I'm just predicting right now because I just don't see Jalen Melrose need to leave even though he in that transfer portal. But I hope Nick Saban will probably look at this or probably if you share that with him and say, like, might leave him there and you get back to that old school 2009 running game, just like with Mark Ingram. You had those guys. Like, I remember when they even used to run, when they used to run the, what was that, the I formation?
Yes, sir.
You ain't haven't seen that in a while. Ain't nobody getting up on the center. So, everybody in shotgun.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the game has gone, but I'm as eager to find out what's going to happen as you are. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really good to hear from you. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. How's it going?
Very well.
Very well. You said Nick was probably going to be a good NFL coach.
I did say that, yes.
You know, Nick went to them.
You do not agree, I take it.
No, I don't think so. Because if he was, he would still be there. I mean, they're
well,
retiring.
No,
retreads,
man,
and
come
their
on.
Kids.
Miss Terry said they wanted to get back to college football.
Well, that's what they did. They went and begged out of the contract because Nick, if he can't control your destiny, Nick is useless. And in the NFL, he doesn't control their destiny.
I mean,
they
I think you're being
his.
A little bit hard on a man who has caused a lot of torment to your football program.
Not just my football team. I mean, Paul, there's, 120 other teams out there that are looking at it, too.
But he's done. But see, I would say he's done pretty well with his system.
Listen, you're the caller taker. You're not the producer. You're the caller taker.
Okay, so
and
I'm
you're
not
trying to redirect this conversation.
Well, I just don't like you. I don't think it's fair for you to attack Nick Saban.
Attack him? The money that dude's making, he's a public figure. You think he's the most responsible? You think he's the biggest man in the state of Alabama with the boldest print? And you're telling me I can't have a conversation with an opinion? I mean, you're the caller taker.
Okay,
you're not
okay.
The judge and jury. This is not, listen, Paul, this is not a sidebar with Judge Ito. I'm just simply having a call.
Lance Ito.
I mean, if he can control your destiny and scare the living hell out of you, then you get that mentality that they have, but he no longer has that control. He lost that control when Jimbo Fisher told him to shut his pie hole, and he's lost that control with the NIL and the transfer portal. Everybody can do what he's been doing secretly all this time, and now it's caught up to him, and you're telling me all this conversation is about Arch Manning. I mean, when this is news to us, I mean, this just his name has only come up twice in the last week or two, a month, and now all of a sudden it's because we didn't get a Manning. We didn't get Arch Manning. Now we're going to suck. Now we got to go and find a Martian to throw that damn football. Forrest Gump ain't available. He's boiling damn shrimp. I mean, you know, what Nick is doing, he's telling the world, he's telling all about Bama fans, brace yourself. Put your seatbelt on. Make sure that shoulder strap's harnessed in. And hang on to that beer because this season's going to suck. That's what he's saying. He's sending a message, Paul. The message he's sending is not to his team. It's to the fans, and we've interpreted it. And, you know, with all this digital technology I've got going on here, I found the compute button and to maybe interpret some of the Bama callers. So I got these speakers in the backyard, and when the Bama callers come in, they're scared death of Georgia and Nick Saban and everything, I just turned the speakers on, and guess what? That manure, it's better than damn Miracle-Gro. You ought to see my grass. Poor damn Eagle, have a good afternoon.
John is in St. Louis.
Boy, that was a quick call. Anyway, Paul, I want to talk to you just not about individual programs, but just essentially overall the content of your show. I mean, I guess you call this the Paul Feinbaum show, but essentially all you guys ever talk about on this show is Alabama and Georgia and maybe some about Auburn and Tennessee. but you never talk about any of the other programs.
Okay, okay, John, let me stop you right there.
Often
John,
this,
slow down. John,
so
give
maybe
me a,
you guys,
well, hold on. You've taken a minute and a half on a phone call to tell us what we do. Tell us, well, what would you like to talk about? Give us a subject.
Well, I want to see a program.
No, you're calling in a show that we encourage and want. What would interest you other than the four topics that you just gave us? And we also talked about LSU today, but forget that.
Well, I think I just described what I'm talking.
No, you, all you did is complain. You didn't find a solution to the conundrum that you called in about. We're up against a break. We will get back to your complaints right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.